6. Humpty Dumpty. But the egg got larger and larger and more like a person. Then Alice saw that it had eyes and a nose and a mouth, and she realised that it was Humpty Dumpty himself. It must be him, she said to herself. There he is, sitting on a high wall, and he looks just like an egg. He was sitting very still and seemed to be asleep, so Alice stood and repeated to herself the words of the song. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. "Don't stand there talking to yourself," said Humpty Dumpty, suddenly opening his eyes. "Tell me your name."
"My name is Alice."
"That's a stupid name," said Humpty Dumpty. "What does it mean?"
"Must a name mean something?" Alice asked, puzzled.
"Of course it must," Humpty Dumpty said with a short laugh. "My name means the shape I am, and a very good shape it is too. With a name like yours, you could be almost any shape."
"Why do you sit out here all alone?" said Alice, not wishing to argue.
"Because there's nobody with me," cried Humpty Dumpty. "Did you think I didn't know the answer to that? Come, let's have some intelligent conversation now."
Alice tried to think of something intelligent to say, but couldn't. "What a beautiful belt you're wearing," she said, suddenly noticing it.
"That's better," said Humpty Dumpty, looking pleased. "Yes, it was a present from the White King and Queen. They gave it to me for an unbirthday present."
Alice looked puzzled.
"What is an unbirthday present?" "A present when it isn't your birthday, of course,"